This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley May. Colorado's unemployment rate was 4% last month, unchanged from the month before. The unemployment rate at both the state and national level has been inching up for a while, but slowly. New jobs are still being added, even though the pace of job creation has slowed. When Dwayne Wolfe retires as the director of the Colorado Symphony Chorus this weekend, he'll leave behind a long legacy of music in the state. Wolfe founded the chorus 40 years ago, and 50 years ago, he created the Colorado Children's Chorale.
I know I should be reminiscing about how long ago it's been, but frankly, it seems like yesterday we started the chorus. We're singing the same piece that we did for our debut, the Verdi Requiem. And as we rehearse it, I keep having flashbacks. So this is all quite exciting and quite rejuvenating, actually.
Wolfe's farewell concerts are today through Sunday at Betcher Concert Hall in Denver. It's Bandimere Speedway's last day at its iconic racetrack in the Denver Metro. Its owners plan to build a new facility near DIA next year. The current speedway in the Morrison Foothills has hosted races since 1958, and it became a gathering place for protests against coronavirus restrictions in 2020. Heading into your weekend plans, be sure to grab an umbrella, as a large swath of the state from the high country into the metro and down to Pueblo is expecting rain tonight into tomorrow. The ski resorts could even get some snow early Sunday morning, which would be welcomed as many gear up for late October openings. More Science Friday is next. Stay with us on CPR News and KRCC.